Here's a dilemma for this time of transition to the digital age. There are things that we can do with a computer that used to require dexterity, skill, special knowledge. Well, is the simple click of a mouse any less ethical than the trained manual actions of a craftsman? Here's the case in point. The North Carolina Press Photographers Association recently rescinded three awards it had given to photojournalist Patrick Schneider of the Charlotte Observer. The association concluded that Schneider had violated the ethics of the trade when he altered the editorial content of his pictures. He had darkened some areas of his pictures and brightened some others, altering the content of those shots. Now, part of the problem seems to be that what used to be done with great craft in the darkroom is now done with great ease at the computer. Patrick Schneider joins us from Charlotte, North Carolina. And Mr. Schneider, could you begin broadly by describing what it was that you did to the pictures you took?
Well, what I've done is I've used techniques that have been standard throughout the ages in our business, as we were in the darkroom on enlargers, doing burning, where that's darkening of areas or dodging to bring things up. That standard is the same of what I've done on my computer, and that's just trying to take what's there in the photograph and bring immediacy to it.
The way you do that is you take a digital picture and look at it in your computer, and instead of interposing your hands between light and paper, dodging and burning in the darkroom, you do that with Photoshop, with software.
Right, and what we're doing now is something that we might have spent hours in the dark room. We're now able to step out of the dark and in front of a computer screen where we can do it with far more precision than what we could before.
Let me ask you about one of the pictures that was at issue. It's a shot of a farmer named C.W. Senn. It is at sunrise. It's very dramatic. He stands at a fence, presumably on his farm. The sun is low near the horizon. The sky seems to be almost a vortex around the sun. It's dark at the edges. He is silhouetted against this sunrise. How different is what I'm seeing from what first appeared to you on the screen when you took from your camera and began to adjust it?
That was a picture that I shot very quickly. It was a scene that unfolded rapidly, and I sort of dropped down to one knee. And what ended up happening there was that picture was overexposed. And what I did was I adjusted the levels on that picture back to what it looked like.
I want to read something from Chuck Liddy, the president of the North Carolina Press Photographers Association, addressing this whole issue. This is part of what he said. He said, "With this great new technology come grave and serious risks. You might say, gosh, I don't like the way this background looks. I can get rid of this with a couple of keystrokes. No contortions in the darkroom with your hands and a dodging wand. No making 10 or 15 prints over a two-hour period to get that print just right. Nope, just go and use the lasso tool, yank those levels to the max, and voila, the background disappears." Mr. Liddy seems to be saying that it's too easy, that the manipulation is just so simple right now that it's qualitatively different from what one did with greater difficulty and a process of trial and error in the darkroom.
Well, it is a lot. It's a lot easier now than it was, let's say, 5 years ago. I mean, we definitely can go in and do things with much more ease and much more precision than what we did before. But I think, as it is now within our industry, it's an individual photographer's line. Each person sets where they think the line is for them personally when they're looking at their pictures. And that's kind of what I did with mine. I don't feel that I went in there to deceive anybody. Now, I clearly won't be darkening my backgrounds down to the level of which they were.
Seems to be a real tension, though, which is journalists want their readers in broadcast, they want their listeners or viewers to believe what they see or hear. But journalists also want those people to be moved by what they see and hear. And there seem to be conflicting aims here. We don't want you to go out and just be the police mugshot photographer who's bringing us back a literal document. We appreciate your artistry. Now it seems we're saying not that much artistry.
Yeah, that's going to be difficult as we move forward. Again, because the technology itself has changed so rapidly, some of the guidelines that go along with it did not keep pace. There were clear rules when digital technology first came out years ago, but they were rules that were developed as instances came about. Some of the rules that are firm in within our industry is that you cannot remove things from pictures. Let's say, for instance, there is a telephone pole that you don't like in the background. The ethics of our business say that we're not allowed to go in there and take that out.
Is it ethical, though, to crop the shot so that the telephone pole on the right side of the picture isn't present in the part of it that's published?
Yes, it is. And that's all in techniques, because you can not only just crop within Photoshop, but you can crop within the lens choice that you make. It's all in what you're wanting to show the reader. We are all editing the scene to how we see it as journalists.
Well, Patrick Schneider, thank you very much for talking with us today.
I appreciate it. Thank you for the opportunity.
Photojournalist Patrick Schneider of the Charlotte Observer.